Hello, my name is Anne McCrory, Editorial Director for the CIO Sites at TechTarget, and I'd like to welcome you to our expert podcast today on business agility. I'm joined by Neil Nicolaisen, CIO and Vice President of Strategic Planning at Headwaters, Inc. Neil has more than 25 years of experience in the rapid delivery of enterprise systems and has a particular interest in process improvement methods such as Lean and Six Sigma. Neil is one of our columnists on searchciomidmarket.com, and he's also co-author of a new book called Stand Back and Deliver, Accelerating Business Agility. He joins us today to discuss those concepts and methodologies. Welcome, Neil.
Hello, Anne. Thanks for having me.
So as I mentioned earlier, we'll be talking today about business agility and the role of IT in facilitating that. So to get started, Neil, could you define business agility for us?
The definition I use is that an agile business is one that, at the first level, has the ability to respond to changes in the marketplace. And secondly, and ideally, is the organization that leads changes in the marketplace. The landscape's filled with lots of companies that succeeded for a while, but then their world changed in some way, shape, or form. The market changed, technology came along and did something to obsolete them. And they went from market leaders to market followers, and some of them have even gone so far as to just be gone. So an agile business is one that, first of all, can respond to those changes in technology, in the market, in competition, in business rules, in business models, whatever. And like I said, ideally is the one that sets the pace, is the leader that the others are trying to catch up to.
Okay, so we're talking about business agility and businesses then, and when a business really looks to do some of these things, where does IT come in and where does the CIO come in trying to get involved in those efforts?
In today's environment where so much of the change in the marketplace is driven by technology, IT and the CIO can have a really important role. Let me, first of all, give you kind of the negative example of sometimes the way IT can get in the way of business agility. I've been in some meetings in my career where we're talking about some great initiative or great opportunity, some great market or product idea, and inwardly I just groan because whatever it is we're talking about, I know that IT is way too complex. We have too many processes, too many systems. We have too many of something that are going to get in the way of our being able to respond quickly to seize this opportunity. So in some cases, IT can actually get in the way of business agility. However, if IT is well aligned and well led, then we've simplified the things we can simplify. IT never gets in the way. We've got a strong enough relationship with the business that as opportunities come along, we can seize those opportunities. Ideally, IT becomes an enabler for business agility because we find opportunities using technology that the business can seize that'll keep it ahead of the marketplace, keep it doing what it can to succeed. And so I think IT is, in today's technology-driven marketplace, IT might have one of the most important roles in business agility that it's ever had.
Right. So I heard you mention a little bit in there about complexity and how complex some IT environments are, not to mention other considerations within the organization. And I know you speak about that in your book, as well as some talk about uncertainty as well. Can you talk a little bit about the methodologies that you've used to really hammer those things out?
Sure. One of the ones in the book, one of the first things we talk about in this book is this notion of purpose alignment. In purpose alignment, we look from a business perspective and an IT perspective of what are the things we do that really differentiate us in the marketplace? What are the things we do that help us gain market share? Those we call the differentiating activities.